Blog. Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for listening tonight. I think this is probably one of the first shows that I've done live in the evening. I did a number of test shows live at nighttime, but not my real show. So it is very good to be on the air and back with you. This is EPR LSEC Publishing Radio, and I'm your host, Teresa Banks. And I send you Windy City greetings from the beautiful city of Chicago, where, as no doubt you may have heard of our changing weather conditions. The last time I spoke with you on the air, I was talking about us being literally knee-deep in snow. And over the past couple of days, we've had 50-plus degree weather. So it's almost like a heat wave here. We are truly enjoying it. And I hope that wherever you are, your weather is looking better and on the bright side as well. Now, I want to apologize for anyone that was looking for this show this morning. It was actually, this particular segment was actually scheduled to air at 10 o'clock this morning, but I had a number of errands that I needed to run. So I said, okay, let me move it and make it in the evening. So needless to say, here I am. So I appreciate your patience with me on that. And I also, before I get into the meat and potatoes of this particular segment, I want to say thanks to you, to those of you in various cities and other countries that have contacted me to let me know that you're listening and to give me your input in regards to the show. First off, I have to say thanks to friends and family in the Chicagoland area and the beautiful city of Atlanta. I need to get back to hot Atlanta, especially to do some great shopping in the underground area, the mall area. And I've also heard from individuals in Dallas as well as in Philly. And my Dallas buddies tell me I need to get to Dallas and learn and enjoy a Tex-Mex, learn meaning learn what it is, and to enjoy eating it. So I will try and make my way to Dallas. And on the Philly side of things, I've heard from some of you in Philly, and I have been to Philly, and honey, I have to say that your Philly cheesesteak is so good. I cannot tell you what street I was on when I was there, but I believe the place was called Geno's, or it could have been Genio's. I'm sure you Philly folks know which place I'm referring to, but the food was so good, and there were like two places, right across the street from each other. I didn't know which to go to, but I am not going to digress too far into the whole conversation about food because we're supposed to be talking about exercising today, so that would not be a good path to go down. But the people who have contacted me through email and by phone from Philly, I appreciate you. And I certainly thank you for doing so. And I have to say hello to friends over in Mumbai, India, who have reached out to drop me messages across Facebook and to let me know that you are listening. I hope I don't butcher the words too bad. If so, you'll have to scream at me and let me know. But I have learned a few words in Hindi, and what I'd like to say to my Mumbai friends is Majhe Mai and Namaskar. So you'll have to get back to me and let me know if I pronounce those words correctly. Now, let's get down to the business at hand, shall we? This is segment 4 of a 5-part series that I've been doing on weight loss tips, and I'm excited about tonight's subject. But first, let me just recap a little bit. Segment 1 was a few days ago, and it was on the subject matter of unhealthy eating. And I was sharing with those of you that were listening to that particular segment about my journey and learning how to cook so very well, fried foods of almost any kind. And then behind that segment, number 2, talked about healthy eating. So, of course, I then switched gears and told you about some great tips and suggestions on how to cook in a healthy way. Segment 3 talked about fluids and staying hydrated, and we talked anywhere from about milk to, of course, the best drink that we're told we should take in, which is water, and, of course, I covered other beverages as well, like alcohol. So definitely check out segment 3 if you've not done so already. And then today's segment, it's about the big E. The big E word, exercise, something that some of us don't like to do, something that others of us don't mind doing and realize that we need to be doing. So we're going to talk about that today and really get into this subject matter of exercise. But before I do, let me just roll out my little disclaimer, as I've been doing over past segments, to let you know that I am not in the medical profession whatsoever. I'm not a doctor or a nurse. I love those of you that are and that have gone and gotten your education in those areas, but I am not one of those two types or anyone in the medical field. And I have been trying to share over the past number of segments different pieces of information that I've learned based on things that I've picked up in now 2 programs I'm involved in at work. It was 1. And starting, I'd say, about a week ago, it became 2 programs on dieting, exercising, eating right, and becoming healthier. So I am just an individual trying to share. So, you know, don't come to me saying, hey, you told me to do X, Y, Z, it didn't work. You know, I'm just hoping this will work for you since it's been working out for me. So I wish you all the best with whatever type of weight loss tips and suggestions you take in that are beneficial. Okay, I've prolonged getting into this as long as I could. For those of you who have been dreading hearing about it, the E word, exercise. Well, let's first think about why we should even consider exercising before we get into talking about, you know, what type of exercises and what, you know, kind of things we should be doing. I mean, let's just think about why. I mean, we think about getting older. I mean, we want to feel good. I mean, you know how you felt when you were in your teens, in your 20s, I don't know how old some of you may be listening to this, but maybe even in your 30s, how you felt really good, like you could just have that get-up-and-go type spirit, wake up in the morning, you're ready for the day, you felt energized. And a lot of times as we get older, we don't feel that. We actually have to do things to maintain that get-up-and-go. And one of the things that we can do is certainly exercise. So, again, we can have that mobility and not feel like as we are getting older, we're getting slower, we're getting stiffer. You don't want to feel that as you're aging. And then another reason when you think about why you should exercise, just think about your overall energy level in general. I mean, not only do you want to feel like you're able to move and get around a whole lot better, but you want to feel like you have the ability to even do so, so that once you're up, you can get a number of different things done. You don't have to do like one thing, take a quick nap, and then do like a second thing, or like rest on the, you know, the sofa or in a chair or something a number of minutes. You can just keep on going because you have that energy in which to do so. And then when we think about exercise, 2 other things. One has to do with strength. I mean, if we think about our bones as they're aging, our organs, we want everything to be strong and healthy. We want our bodies to be able to carry us, our skeletal system to be able to be stationed upright and to carry our weight. As far as our organs are concerned, our heart, we certainly want that to keep pumping, right? And in regards to something else, our lungs. I mean, if we think about just the air that we take in and wanting to be able to breathe better, we want just overall strength in our bodies. And so exercise will certainly give us that. And then the final point, I mean, just having a sense of control, just an overall great sense of control when it comes to exercising and thinking about how healthy you're living. So those are all great reasons, and I'm sure that you can add to that list based on what's going on in your own personal life. Now, next I want to share with you that there are different types of exercising that we can be doing. I mean, let's think, for example, cardio. We always hear about cardio all the time. What is that really about? And what it really entails is getting that heart beating faster, really getting the body moving. And so when you think about walking at a quick pace, almost where you're a little bit out of breath and you're able to speak, but you know your breath may feel a little labored as you're conversing with someone. Or you may see people that are out jogging or maybe exercising on a treadmill. Those are all things that will help get your heart racing and beating a little bit quicker and just helping you getting in the type of cardio that you should be. And then another type would be from our muscular standpoint. Let's say if you want to tone up those arms and tone up those legs, well, certainly lifting weights and using machines and free weights can help you do that. And, of course, we know there are various exercises we can do with just our bodies supporting its own weight. Anything that we can do in regards to that to strengthen our muscles is certainly a great type of exercise to do. And then when we think about flexibility, I mean, again, as we get older, we want to be able to move around. We want to be stable. I mean, we don't want to be falling over. And if we can help it, you know, maybe in later years, but certainly maybe not in our current years, walking on canes and walkers. I mean, if it can give us a better sense of stability and movement, trying to improve our flexibility through exercises like yoga, for example, could truly help us. And then overall, when we think about the types of exercises available to us, if you will, of course, there are many people that prefer the gyms. There are a lot of people that don't, either because of all the mirrors that they tend to put into place for some reason. I tend to think that's for the people that are, you know, more into going to the gym. I think if they actually took that down, they'd probably get more of us that need to be there in the place. But at any rate, gyms you can certainly use. And then walking around, whether it be outside, or I heard someone say recently that they pop in a tape at home and they watch it, and they just walk around in the basement when it's pretty cold outside when they are at their place, their home in the Midwest. So certainly consider that you don't have to stop a walking routine, that you can continue it indoors when it gets cold, whether it be at home. Or a lot of malls have little walking clubs where they let people come in early before the mall really gets open to the public so that you can get around and walk around that mall. Now, a couple of other forms and types of exercise you can do. I just mentioned tapes. A lot of people buy different CDs and different things that they could just stick in a television device, recording device or taping device at home, so they can get their workout on. And then, of course, something I just started using that I absolutely love are resistance bands. That was my Christmas present to myself. I bought them at Walmart, and they even come in different colors, which I thought was kind of cool, actually. And so mine have little green handles to them, and the other set that I have is pink, and it has little black handles. So you can get them in different colors and use them and get the same type of toning that you could in lifting weights. And then when you think about it, just your everyday chores. I mean, there are some people that do gardening, and, you know, if you live in a city like I do with the cold where you're shoveling, all those different things still count as exercise. So certainly keep that in mind just in your everyday activities. And what we hear most often is even when we're just out, like grocery shopping, to park a further distance from a store, a retail store maybe, and then that way you can walk and get your walking in and use that as a form of exercise, even though you're just doing your everyday activities. So every day, think about how you can incorporate exercise, and you would be surprised at how good you really feel. And in regards to trying to get a handle on the type, I mean, that's something you'd have to decide for yourself pretty much. But regardless of which you pick, make sure that you do a good warm-up before and definitely do some kind of cool-down afterwards in the form of either stretching or just relaxing and doing meditation and deep breathing, because you need that time for your body to relax and your muscles to be able to just cool themselves down so that overall you'll be able to continue your workout routine later in the week, most importantly without your body having gotten into any type of injury type situation. Now, let me just talk about a couple of other points in regards to exercise. Now, I have a lot of people say to me, well, what time is the best time to exercise? Like, when do you exercise? And for me, I tend to exercise in the evening once I'm all done with my daily activities, and usually between like 7 and 8 o'clock I try to get my exercising in. Sometimes it can be later, but it's usually suggested to do it any time during the day, but try to get it in a couple of hours before you go to bed so that it won't keep you up, because for some people it does keep them up. And then it's also suggested that you get in at least 30 minutes of exercise, anywhere from 3 times a week or more. And it usually takes a couple of weeks, so don't beat yourself up, because sometimes it could take a couple of weeks to even see some results once you started exercising. So make sure that, you know, you don't say to yourself, I'm just going to give up on this. Definitely keep at it and set up that routine and get it in. Get your exercising in. Now, in regards to the exercise time frame, like I just said, about 30 minutes a couple of times a week, at least 3 times a week or more. You know, something that's really helped me a lot lately is I constantly have heard different coaches and individuals say to me, break that time frame up. You know, you could do it for like, 10 minutes, 3 times during the day, or 2 15-minute periods, because the key thing is you're trying to move. You're trying to get your body up, get it out of its maybe lazy or sluggish and slow routine of just sitting around or doing nothing. And so with that said, think about breaking that time frame up and maybe doing it, 3 times a day, getting in 10 or 15 minutes. But the key thing is to get it in. And it doesn't matter. I mean, you could be sitting talking to someone on the phone at home. Or one way I really love to get it in is by watching TV. Because once I'm done with, let's say, watching the news, for example, I look up and I'm like, oh, my goodness, I have gotten my 30 minutes in by the time I get the weather report. So, consider the different times of day when you can get it in, or even, as I'm sitting here taping this program for you, I'm kind of just stretching, and maybe afterwards I'll get in like another 10 or 15 minutes once I'm done taping. So you really think about, for yourself and for your lifestyle, when you can really get your exercise in, because it's truly important. Doesn't matter, again, if it's in the morning or it's in the afternoon, the key thing is to get it in and establish some kind of routine. Now, the one last point that I want to talk about in regards to exercise today has to deal with overcoming excuses. So I guess we have like 2 E words today, exercise and excuses. And we tend to use those together. And there's so many different reasons that we can come up with where we will talk ourselves completely out of it, right? And, if you're ever out of excuses, I could probably help you create a few. But we don't want to be the type of creatures where we're letting our excuses really get the best of us, where we're not getting our exercise in. And there are some people that may say they don't have any time to do it, for example. Well, we have to make time. I mean, if it means getting up earlier, or if it means cutting a lunch time period from an hour to having 30 minutes of that hour be about exercising, then do it. Make the time to do it. And then I've heard other people say, well, it's boring. I don't want to exercise. I don't feel like lifting any weights, or I'm not into running, or I can't walk. I mean, you pick something. You spice it up. I mean, you can let dancing, for example, be your form of exercising. Or there's some people who love to bowl or garden, as I said earlier. Or if you're a person who even likes to cook, I mean, maybe as you're cooking, you can make a longer walk in and out of the kitchen, take a longer path to get to the kitchen, or like walk to the kitchen two or three times before you start preparing that next dish or something. Or while you're in the kitchen, just start doing squats. I mean, start figuring out for yourself how you can stop making exercise boring, and you can truly make it something that works for you. And then a couple of other excuses I've heard. I heard someone say, well, you know, I can't stick with it because, you know, it's something that's never worked for me in the past. It's not going to work now. Well, you know, if you make it about something that you love to do, you know, we heard on a program a couple of days ago, I believe it was Oprah, where Jennifer Hudson was talking about how she lost a great amount of weight, and she was talking about playing basketball and doing some things that she loves to do. And so when you do that, it truly does make a difference in constantly exercising, so keep that in mind. And then the last item that I've heard in the form of excuses, I heard someone say, well, you know, I don't see any results. I have been working out week in, week out. I have not seen anything. Well, the truth of the matter is consistency will produce results. And also look at the amount of time you're exercising. If you're doing it 3 days a week, then see if you can increase that to 4 days a week to try to pick it up a bit, or increase the intensity of the type of workout that you're doing. And in the long run, you truly will see some results. Just hang in there and you will see for yourself. Now, as I get ready to part and close this program, I want to remind you of a couple of different items that I mentioned before. One of them was a website that you have to check out, and it's called mypyramid.gov. It's spelled mypyramid.gov. And once you go out there, you'll not only get various details about how to select different types of food that should be best for you, but you'll see more information on how to really create an exercise program that'll work for you. And don't stop at that one site. Really do a search and check the internet to see what else is available. Check the libraries. Pull out books off the shelf. I mean, any kind of mechanism that you can use to improve your health by exercise, do it. But mypyramid.gov is truly an excellent and a useful site. So pass that site information on. And then something else I mentioned a couple of segments ago under this whole topic of weight loss tips was to watch The Biggest Loser show. I mean, if you're looking for motivation, I think that as you watch those individuals on that program week after week with a lot of obstacles stacked against them, I mean, not just weight type obstacles, but they talk about family issues and job issues and other struggles that they're going on and trying to deal with in their life, but somehow they're figuring out at the same time how they can lose the weight. And if they can lose it, you can lose it. It may take some time, but it's certainly doable. Now, as I come to a close, I want to tell you that the final segment, man, time flies so fast. The last segment, segment number 5, will air on February 24th, and it'll be at 9 o'clock in the morning. That is Central Time. And the last segment is on Stay Motivated. So I'm going to try to give you all the information that I can share on how you can stay motivated in regards to trying to keep the weight off, trying to eat healthy, and trying to hang in there. And hopefully by then I will have lost some more weight where, you know, maybe I'll even sound so much more motivated myself that that'll encourage you. I also want to remind you to drop me an email if you'd like to say hello or give me some input on how you are doing yourself and losing weight. My email address is mailtobanks@aol.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S at AOL.com. I am also out there on the web under MySpace and Facebook. And I tell you, as I've said many times before, I admire all of you that are able to do more than two or three sites. And you have Yahoo email addresses and AOL and Twitter and tagged and all these other things. I was under all of those, as well as a whole bunch of other ones. And I said, this is eating up way too much time. So AOL is still my primary email source. It has been for, oh my gosh, probably since 1997. So I don't think I'm going to change that anytime soon unless something happens with AOL. And my web areas are going to be MySpace and Facebook for a little bit. So if those change, I will certainly let you know. Now, don't forget to become a friend. Become also a listener of this show. Go over to blogtalkradio.com/LSEC. LSEC is spelled E-L-L-A-C-E-C. And become a friend, become a listener, and follow the show. There's so many different special guests that have already been on. You can check and listen to the archive by going under episodes on demand and hear what they've had to say, anywhere from Lisa Dominique, a wonderful radio personality, to Kenneth Marshall, a wonderful author who's been on the program, to Santa himself, a wonderful gentleman who is very generous, especially to the kids. So don't forget to check out episodes on demand so that you can check out the past segments and take a look at blogtalkradio.com/LSEC so that you know what programs are coming up as well. Now, I also want to tell you before I go that I teach classes out in South Holland, Illinois. There are two different classes I teach at South Suburban College under their continuing education program. One is called Becoming a Published Author, and the other is called Surviving a Layoff. So definitely drop me an email so you can get more information in regards to those two classes and you can learn how to register. I just did a wonderful program called Surviving a Layoff also at the Wakanda Library a few days ago. I so appreciate them for having me out there, as well as my spouse who was out there presenting as well. And my next speaking engagement will be coming up on March 11th. If you're in the Chicagoland area, I hope you don't miss it. It'll be at the South Suburban College during their women's conference. So again, drop me an email so you can get more details on that. I have spoken every year that they have had this particular women's conference. It is an outstanding event. You meet some powerful speakers. They have vendors that are there. The cafeteria is open, so you can just relax, kick back, hear some great speeches, do some shopping, do some great eating, and enjoy your day. And it's usually held on a Friday, and March 11th happens to be a Friday. So, again, I hope you'll come on out. Drop me an email, and I will certainly, certainly give you more details on that. I will also be speaking on that day during the conference, and my speaking title will be on Overcoming Your Fear of Public Speaking. So with that said, and Lord knows I'm almost out of breath talking for so long, 30 minutes is a long time to talk straight. I am going to let you all go at this point. I appreciate you listening. I hope you have enjoyed this program. And again, stay tuned for the last segment, segment 5 on Stay Motivated. Until we talk again, take good care of yourself and keep in touch with me and let me know how things are going. Talk to y'all later. Bye.